So each morning at this sitting, I'll be sharing some instructions. There'll be lots of different ways to do the practice, different aspects of the practice, and we'll expand the field gradually over the days. Some of you are quite familiar with the practice and some are relatively new, but the idea, as I said last night, is to simply be present for your experience. So whatever instructions I give, just know that if something is presenting itself that is calling your attention, then that becomes the next meditation object. But we start very simply this first day or so with just knowing that you're sitting here and breathing. I want to say a few words before we actually get into the formal meditation about what I consider the key moment in this whole process. And that is when you realize that your mind has been wandering, what you do with that fact. Your mind will likely wander from time to time, or more than from time to time, from time to time to time to time. If your mind doesn't wander, I'd like you to come up and speak to me and let me know what is going on in there. But for most people, the mind just has a tendency to wander, and it takes a while to land here in the present moment. For most people, actually, it takes about 2 or 3 days to just keep on coming back in a very kind way for there to be a momentum of mindfulness. So while the mind is gone, it's gone. There's not much you can do about it. It might be gone for a few seconds. It might be gone for 5 minutes. It might be gone for 15 minutes. You're gone. What you do when you realize it's gone will condition your whole relationship to the meditation process. A very common response is, "Oh, darn it, there I was wandering, and let's get back here and do this the right way." And you can hear the judgment and frustration that comes with that response. What you are cultivating is judgment and frustration and discouragement with a little bit of mindfulness thrown in, a little bit of awareness thrown in. And so that's not the recommended response, as common as that is. Another response is, "Oh, I've been thinking, but this is a very interesting thought. Let me just be with this one for a while." And you have bitten the bait when you have that response, and you're gone again. So the recommended response, and if you get this, you'll save yourself a lot of hassle and problem. When you realize you've been gone, instead of feeling frustrated, appreciate that you've just come back to the present. Don't spend time thinking, "Oh, how long I've been gone and where I've gone to. Ah, I'm back. Fresh start." And let the return to the present be done with great kindness and patience and just the sincere intention to be here once again. So every time you see you've gone is an opportunity to practice coming back in that very loving, kind way. That's the key. If you keep on doing it like that, you will start to land in the present moment and not disturb the mind, but get confidence that you can, that this practice works. Okay? So with that in mind, I'd like you to just find a posture you can be reasonably still. not stiff, reasonably alert and receptive. So first, I like to just get a sense of the body sitting here. That is, feeling your body, feeling it connected to the earth, feeling the earth support you so that there's a groundedness to your experience. Just feel the earth right now underneath you, in the chair or the cushion, the bench. And let the body be upright, not stiff, but as Thich Nhat Hanh says, thinking of yourself like a mountain that's strong and worthy of respect, and here for any changes in the weather. And at the same time, a sense of ease and receptivity. So you might just quickly go through your body and notice any places of tension and allow them to soften from your head down through your face, your forehead and jaw, whole face. Just relax. And through your neck and shoulders and arms. And down through your torso, your chest, and your belly, and down through your hips and pelvic area. Just inviting a softening and receptivity. And down through your legs, your thighs, and down through your lower legs, and ankles, and feet, and toes. Just a softening, along with the upright quality. So there's alert and receptive both. One thing that I would also recommend, another Thich Nhat Hanh's suggestion, to sit with a soft smile on your face. Like the Buddha's half smile, just a slight upcurling of the lips so you can have a feeling of spaciousness. Don't get too serious and grim as you do this. Just try it, a slight upcurling of the lips, especially if you don't feel like it. Go ahead. And just notice, because your body, your mind responds to your body. Be a Buddha. You are a Buddha. And then, having come into your body, take a few deeper breaths and breathe in a nice calm energy. Let it fill your whole body. And as you breathe out, let go, release, relax. And now, having taken those breaths, let the breath find its own natural rhythm. Let the breath breathe you. You don't have to make it happen. You can be breathed. Now, notice how you experience the breath. How do you know you're breathing? Maybe you feel the whole body expanding and contracting. Or maybe you're drawn to the air as it enters your nostrils. Or perhaps your belly rising and falling, or your chest. How do you know you're breathing? And get a sense as you're sitting here, grounded in your body, that the breath is happening within that framework. So you're sitting here breathing. And this can be your home base whenever you are lost or scattered or not sure what to do. You can always come back and connect with that simple fact, breathing in, breathing out. Some people find it helpful to actually use a mental note to stay connected, softly saying, breathing in, breathing out, or in, out. Or if you're feeling the belly or the chest rising and falling, rising, falling. See if that's helpful. If it is, then you can use those words to help stay connected. If you do, they should be a very soft whisper in the mind. Maybe 5% on the word, 95% actually feeling the breath. And along with the breath, there might be other things that are happening. You don't need to block anything out. Let the mind be relaxed and open. And other things can just be in the background, whether it's sounds or sensations or feelings. And mostly guide your attention to the foreground of the breathing. But if something is very strong, as I said, then you can acknowledge that and bring mindfulness to that experience, a sensation in the body or a feeling that's coming up, and then come back to the breath. I find it helpful to let this whole exercise be like a game where there's no failing in this. You're just playing the awareness game, and whenever you realize you've been gone, come back in a very kind, gentle way and begin once again.